Need new friends? Reply all to 204 Strangers by Catherine Bindley in the Wall Street Journal. Retailer mistakenly copied addresses, launching talk of coaches, pets, romance. Jeff DeMars placed an order for a Cobble Hill Hannah sofa in Dragonfly. Translation, green. From ABC Carpet and Home in November. Earlier this week, the 32-year-old program coordinator from Brooklyn received an email from the furniture retailer signed by its CEO, alerting him that his sofa would be delayed until May. He looked at the CC field and saw 204 other email addresses. His fellow customers weren't invisibly BCC'd, but they're on display. So began the Great Couch Conversation of 2021, with hundreds of strangers suddenly linked by their lack of a new sofa. It was pretty immediate that I was like, "Oh, this is clearly a mistake," said Mr. DeMars. I didn't have any plans for the evening, so I figured, "Oh, I might as well follow this and see where it goes." There were some inquiries about being refunded for shipping, says Mr. DeMars, but no one really said, "Please remove me," right away. Then, out of nowhere, he says, someone named Zoe mentioned she was single and looking for a Jewish man. That's when things got really interesting, Mr. DeMars says. Carolyn Ramo, 41, says that as a director of a nonprofit, she's fastidious about communication, so she was initially irritated by the arrival of the emails. The should-be owner of the Cobble Hill Boutique sofa in Brussels Midnight, also known as Navy, made that known in her own reply to the chain. That didn't stop others from adding their own replies. More than 150 in total, group members estimate. I wrote, "Yes, it's really insane to not BCC," Ms. Ramos says. This is in all caps, exclamation point, times six. But once she was done with work that day, Ms. Ramos saw a reply from a woman who suggested everyone be more understanding, given the pandemic. Hadn't they ever had a bad day? That, along with an offer from a woman who said the group was welcome to hit her up if they needed any tile, made Ms. Ramo see the emails as less of a nuisance. The tone shifted, Ms. Ramo says. People started offering to set up Zoe on dates. One member of the email chain wondered if the group could manage to get Zoe engaged before their couches arrived. A few group members began taking screenshots of the emails to document the freewheeling exchange, which the Wall Street Journal reviewed. Eventually, chatter turned to all getting together one day, perhaps at one of their homes or at Zoe's wedding. Another respondent requested additional details to help the search for a groom. Was Zoe looking for someone reform, orthodox, or reconstructionist? An ABC customer on the thread from Seattle said a brother-in-law in Brooklyn was game for being set up. Ms. Ramo devoured the replies. "We heard more about people's pets," she said. Someone's cat, Spanky, had recently passed away, and the new couch was meant to help with the grief. Spanky had destroyed two couches and a love seat from the same store. Ms. Ramos suspects that because many of the customers are New Yorkers, herself included, they're hungry for the kinds of happenstance interactions with strangers that, pre-pandemic, occurred when people were out and about. She plans to set up Zoe with her tennis coach. Her tennis coach doesn't know this yet. Kate Barsadovich, 42, shared observations from the thread over 2.5 hours on Tuesday night. "People are now starting to sign their emails with what couch they ordered," she posted to Instagram. "These emails came in, and one was better than the next," says Ms. Bartasevich, who works in advertising and lives in Manhattan. She says she was contacted by her friend's fiancé, who works for the dating app Hinge. The Hinge employee offered complimentary premium memberships to anyone on the email thread who was single. Ms. Bartosiewicz notified the group and heard back from 6 women taking her up on the offer. Gus Goldsack, 34, a product manager from Brooklyn, kept seeing people comparing timelines for how long they had been waiting for their sofas and can see there was some genuine frustration. About 80 emails in, he started to feel a pang of guilt. He replied all. "The weight of feeling like a fraud in this group is too much to bear," he wrote. He had to come clean. "I got the sofa in February," Mr. Goldsack says. "It's beautiful. I love it," he confessed to the email chain. Along with his confession, Mr. Goldsack included a photo of his Cobble Hill brownstone sofa in Theater Stream, with matching ottoman, and his cats, Fred and Dee Dee, curled up on it. ABC Carpet and Home sent the entire group an apology note the day after the initial email. ABC thanked customers for turning the mistake around for the greater good. In a postscript, the company added it was sorry to hear about Spanky the cat, and it was rooting for Zoe. An ABC spokeswoman said the CC on the original email was human error. Zoe Weiner, 29, says she has 2 upcoming dates, thanks to the ABC chain. "I am far more normal than soliciting setups from 200 complete strangers might imply," she adds. "Pandemic times are tough for a single lady in this city."